This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We align ourselves with the truth.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I knew their attack would be Trump isn't delivering on everything 65 days before he's in office. And I'm going to trust him until he gets in. I'm already seeing Brexit expanded. I'm already seeing TPP in trouble. In fact, they say dead. I'm already seeing him say we're going up the carbon taxes. The power plants turn back on. I'm already seeing massive victories. Supreme Court justices that are going to be patriots. That's my litmus test. If Trump starts going and appointing bad justices that aren't strict constructionists of the Constitution, and the list he put out was pretty darn good, then I'll be upset. But no, he's delivering. They're scared. They're freaking out. They're hitting on all angles right now. And Lou Dobbs has come out and really warned him, don't get close to Paul Ryan. Now, Trump may think he can dominate Paul Ryan, but Paul Ryan's already stabbed in the back so many times. Trump's going to wait till Paul Ryan tries to sabotage him again and then have the House move to remove him. Know that. Trump's got to wait till he gets in. He's got 65 days, folks. He's got to sit there while they attack him and try to be presidential. So let's not let him throw the baby out with the bathwater. Here's Lou Dobbs.
Thoughts on a curious direction taken in our national swamp, you know, the one the president-elect promised to drain, and a dangerous course it seems to be. All is now set to hold House leadership elections tomorrow. Speaker Paul Ryan running unopposed for re-election. This is the same Ryan who was working more closely with President Obama than his own conference, who, dare I mention this, who betrayed his party's nominee for president. Ryan, after all, was on a losing, not winning, Republican ticket just 4 years ago. And he was crushed in a debate that year by none other than Joe Biden. This is the same overfull Hamlet who took a month to endorse Trump after he became the presumptive nominee, who said he had a, quote, obligation to call out Trump. He slammed Trump, attacked his immigration proposals. Ryan criticized and deferred and never once advocated for Trump. It was 1 week ago, last Monday, that he said to a radio talk show host, quote, no one person controls this party, but he should have been speaking for the top of the ticket. And I think it's clear Ryan believed Trump would lose the election. Ryan kept waving his silly better way agenda pamphlet around. Not the Trump proposals, not the party's platform. Ryan reminds me of the story Trump told throughout his campaign.
Snake.
He quoted the poem about a woman taking in an ailing snake.
Now she stroked his pretty skin and then she kissed him and held him tight. But instead of saying thank you, that snake gave her a vicious bite. Oh, shut up, silly woman, said the reptile with a grin. You knew damn well I was a snake. You knew everything about me before you took me in.
And indeed we do. Ryan has made clear to all, to his fellow Republicans, to the nation, what he is, what he's capable of, and who he is, and there's no cure for that. I sure do hope I'm wrong about all this. I just don't have any evidence whatsoever that I am.
That's right.
The rest of it is up to Ryan. We'll see.
That's right. Trump is playing presidential while they attack him from every angle. Ryan is out sniveling around and attacking him from behind. And Lou Dobbs is the very best broadcaster journalist in the media today. Hands down, for just being a journalist and a broadcaster, for smarts, it's Lou Dobbs. He's a big listener. Fox doesn't let him come on the show. I'll just tell you that. I guess Tucker Carlson got in trouble for coming on. They said, don't do that anymore. Like I need them on the show. I'm trying to support good people on your platform. They're trying to purge Napolitano. People like Lou Dobbs, they put them over on the business channel. This is what they do. And I'm telling you, those guys ever get their own platform like this. I mean, if those guys had a platform like this, they'd be as big as I am. Maybe I should fly them down here sometime and just show them how big we are with the actual numbers. I'm like, hey, that was 85 million viewers last week. What do you think about that? That's a lot bigger than Fox, isn't it? And they'd be like, whoa, how is that possible? I know, it's all Emperor's New Clothes. It's all just fantasy land. We've already won, folks. Why do you think nationalism is sweeping the world? It's because of DrudgeReport.com and InfoWars.com and Breitbart.com and Paul Watson.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. We're living on the edge.
Paul was just telling me about a remix of my Goblin rant that's got 10 million views on one platform, 2 million on another. And the reason I raise this is they originally do these videos to make fun of me. And then fans pick it up and go further with it. And then we're finding some of our biggest metrics for young people tuning in are the pieces meant to hurt us. So that's the old Bible verse about no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We're going to go to Paul Watson and turn this over to him just in a moment, though, after a music segue. He's got a big show lined up for you today. And then he's got his girlfriend there in a robe waiting for as soon as he's over. That's kind of politically incorrect, a man with a woman, but that's all coming up a little bit later on the behind-the-scenes footage. But solutions from, look at Paul smiling over there. Look, there he is, ladies and gentlemen. Just swing the camera over for everyone. We're going back to you in just a minute. But first, Solutions from Science, an incredible sponsor. They're one of my oldest sponsors, and they're selling some of their Perfect Power solar generators below cost. This is their top-of-the-line model. The one I use at my house, it's expandable, so you can make it as powerful as you want. Normally around $6,000. They're letting them go for $1,500. I bought one for like $4,000. These are upgraded units. Visit PowerGridChaos.com. It's PowerGridChaos.com and get yours before they're gone. And finally, we're about to sell out a limited edition Trump is my president on the front, Infowars.com, legalized freedom on the back. When it's gone, it's gone. We've got new shirts that are being produced right now that will be coming out next week. But this is the newest, latest edition. So we've only had it for, what, 3 weeks, and it will be gone when this fourth week is over. So get that while supplies last. Some sizes, I'm told, like large, are about to sell out. The most common size, large, extra large is already sold out. So we have large, XXL, and stuff like that. So one size is already, I guess, gone away, or maybe I'm wrong. I saw it there. But that's available at InfoWarsStore.com at cost. Shipping included, $9.95. The shirt costs $5. The shipping's about $5. So it is all there. Is that me, or is there no extra large there? Is that a malfunction in there? Because they told me they were about to sell it. I guess they've already sold out of some sizes. But before we get to Paul and all his serious news, since he mentioned this to me during the break and asked if I'd seen it, I have. My kids demand to see it at least 5 times a day. In fact, I think I'm going to make my new alarm clock jingle this every morning. I'm serious. Here it is.
I don't want to see him kissing goblins, ingratiating goblins, in bed with a goblin. I don't want to see him kissing goblins, succubus with goblins, ingratiating goblins, in bed with a goblin. I don't want to see him kissing goblins, ingratiating goblins, in bed with a goblin. Kissing goblins, shitting goblins, dump it, charging into a goblin's nest, and goblin vomit, swapping blood on it, especially up to his ankles. Trump charging into a goblin's nest, and goblin vomit, swapping goblin vomit, swapping. I'm not expecting to not get dirty swapped. Kissing goblins, shitting goblins, shitting goblins, sucking us with goblins, I just want to catch you in bed with a goblin, in bed with a goblin, in bed with a goblin, in bed with a goblin. I just want to catch you in bed with a goblin, in bed with a goblin.
Then they catch inside the cave at Hillary's headquarters the goblins that are into getting far and everything else, and they're not even joking. All right, let's not see her again. We've already seen her before. Paul, I didn't cover this properly like I should have today. Let's cover this first, then I'm going to let you get out of here. Like, I'm going to just punch you out. First off, congratulations on all that's happening. Hillary Clinton became physically violent after she realized she had lost the election, began attacking people, had to be restrained, but she couldn't come out that night, and John Podesta had to do it. I want you to briefly speak to your top story on InfoWars.com today that really should go viral just to show how unstable she is. This is what Secret Service before said she would do. We've had some of them on the broadcast, but separately, that whole joke video is about, I don't care if he has goblin guides to go into Washington. I don't care if he gets goblin guts on him. But if he catches him kissing goblins or in bed with a goblin, that's a problem. Or what if he marries a goblin? What if he has babies with a goblin? I mean, that would be what Hillary did.
No, I mean, that's the point. He's going to be around a lot of goblins, but he just has to avoid becoming a goblin himself. The funny thing about that channel, the guy who made that's actually a big fan of ours, and his other videos are all hilarious as well. I post them every time he uploads them, called Place Boying, because that's a really good YouTube
channel. I can tell he's a fan. I'm saying originally, though, Gawker attacked us with it.
Oh, no, of course, but then he takes it and reverses it and twists it. But some of the other stuff on his channel is really avant-garde and funny, and people should go and check it out. There it is, Place Boying on YouTube.
Absolutely. Well, that's my whole point, is they try to attack us. They seem so disconnected. They don't understand. When the whole media attacks somebody now or twists stuff, it just makes everybody come to that spot because they're so discredited.
No, I mean, Alex, the first thing that happened to me this morning, the first thing I saw on the internet was Mashable.com, which is a pretty big website, said that, quote, I advocated for mass murder in the aftermath of the election. So they took one of my tweets where it was somebody saying, oh, Donald Trump is going to gas all the disabled people like Hitler did. They were serious when they made that tweet. I made a joke about it, posted it, and said, oh, look, Donald Trump's going to gas all disabled people. They took me quoting that joke tweet and said that I advocated for mass murder in the aftermath of this election. You can see the article up on screen now. They've put a retraction at the end of it and changed the article after I basically said that was libelous. But again, incredibly sloppy journalism. They're saying that we're hateful, we're advocating for mass murder. Trump's on CBS saying, oh, are you going to apologize on behalf of your supporters mistreating Latinos and Muslims? Meanwhile, Trump supporters are out on the streets getting beaten to a pulp. You know, the death threats are through the roof. All the hate crimes are against Trump supporters, whereas they've invented this hoax that Trump supporters are engaging in hate crimes. And that's the debunked, discredited.
And they're desperate when you're linking to somebody's tweet about them saying this as a joke. They're saying that's what you actually stand for. Take Amy Schumer. We exposed on Saturday. Our videos had like 600,000 views. The article has been read over 500,000 times. Showing a fake headline where she said he hates his constituents and hates Republicans. They're not even retracting it. They admit it's fake. They just put fake lies out. So this is the next level. Paul, I'm going to punch out. Folks want to hear you. Appreciate everything. This is a big success, though. Please also give us your views on whether you think he's beginning to kiss goblins, goblins vomit, catch him in bed with a goblin.
Okay, thanks, Alex. Yeah, the contract with America that Trump posted, you know, before the election, before the process even took place, most of the things in that contract for America can't even begin to take place until he actually takes office. So for now, what is it, less than a week after he's actually president-elect? For people to be saying that he's backtracking on everything he said is ridiculous. Of course, the language is going to be more conciliatory than it was in the lead-up to the election, because you've got thousands of maniacal Hillary supporters out on the streets rioting and attacking people. We had another story up on Infowars.com earlier today where there were reports that they actually blocked an ambulance because they were blocking all the highways in numerous different cities. We haven't nailed down exactly where. But that they blocked an ambulance, and they had to go around 45-minute extended journey. A father of a 4-year-old girl died because that ambulance didn't get to hospital on time because of those Trump supporters blocking the roads and the highways. That's all taking place, but meanwhile, you know, Donald Trump has to apologize for what his supporters are doing, this hate crime wave that they've begun in the aftermath of the election. And this mirrors exactly what we saw after Brexit. Immediately after the vote, after Brexit won, they claimed that there was a hate crime wave sweeping Britain. The police came out a couple of weeks later and said, well, there's been no actual increase in documented hate crimes. There was an increase in the reporting of hate crimes because the mainstream media went completely hysterical, just like the mainstream media in America, and basically said that anything now constitutes a hate crime. So the mere rumor of a hate crime was incorporated into all these hate crime figures, and then the media claimed that hate crimes were through the roof. Again, we see the exact same process. You've got the SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, which of course is a complete Democrat front, completely controlled group, asking people to report so-called hate crimes. Well, I reported a hate crime to the SPLC, a Trump supporter being beaten up by a mob in Chicago because they claimed he supported Trump. They didn't even know that he voted for Trump at the time. Turns out he did. They didn't know that at the time. Beating him to a pulp, dragging him in a car, literally looked like a lynching, like you would see happen to black people back, you know, 100 years ago. I reported that as a hate crime because it obviously was. That's why I got put in this Mashable article saying that I advocated mass murder, because I'm tweeting a joke tweet. It wasn't even a joke tweet. It was a serious tweet by somebody who said that they were concerned Donald Trump would mass murder disabled people. I tweeted it and said, look, this is hilarious. This person actually thinks this. And then they said that constituted me, quote, advocating for mass murder in the aftermath of the election. That's not only sloppy journalism, that's libelous. They corrected it within hours after I complained to them, and then added a ridiculous retraction at the bottom, which in fact they had to dilute even further. Editors note, this is on the Mashable article, alt-right Twitter is emboldened and not going away. This is at the bottom of the article, you can see it there. An earlier version of this story took a tweet from user Paul Joseph Watson out of context. Watson has clarified his views and we regret the error. The story has since been amended. Took it out of context. You said that I was advocating mass murder. I mean, for God's sake, what kind of idiot wrote this article knowing that that's basically all I do on Twitter every day is take the hysterical overreactions of leftists and shine a light on it and shine a mirror on it and say, look, this is ludicrous. Of course Donald Trump is not going to gas disabled people like Hitler. And by the time that gets into the mainstream media, I'm advocating mass murder. Well, no, that's completely ridiculous, and that's why nobody trusts you. But again, we'll get into it after the break. They still haven't fully retracted on it. And more big news coming up. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
This is the headline up on Mashable.com. They've changed it. They've made the headline more hardcore because they had to water down the article because it was basically libelous. The empowered alt-right trolls have created a cesspit on Twitter. Oh, really? That's funny, because whenever I go on Twitter, it's leftists threatening to assassinate Donald Trump. We've posted those tweets many times. In fact, I've just made a video, which is literally 6 minutes solid. Most of it is death threats posted by leftists on Twitter threatening to assassinate Donald Trump. So the only people, yeah, you're going to have racists in the alt-right, but the only people who've actually made Twitter a cesspit, and in fact now Twitter has increased its censorship because of that, the only people who have made Twitter a cesspit is leftists with their violent, hateful, racist threats, which they now specialize in. But this was the original quote on this Mashable article. They said, Paul Joseph Watson, the editor-at-large of conspiracy theorist website InfoWars, who has a Twitter following of 345,000 users, it's actually 357,000, he can't even count. This idiot who wrote this article, what's his name? Let's get his name. Colin Daylider, can't even count, for one, who has a Twitter following of wrong amount of Twitter users, advocated for mass murder in the aftermath of the election. His proof that I advocated for mass murder was me posting a tweet by somebody else who was concerned about mass murder. I said, look, this is silly. Donald Trump is going to gas disabled people. Obviously, a joke. He's not going to gas disabled people. The original tweet was a concern against mass murder. Yet they used it to say that I was encouraging, I was advocating mass murder. This is why no one trusts the mainstream media. This is why you lost. This is why your narrative is failing. This is why you're going out of business, because you lie, you deceive. They since changed it. Let me get the exact quote. They put the retraction at the bottom. They then changed the article to say, Anglin, that's somebody else, Andrew Anglin, is far from the only person who has scoffed at the idea that hate might now be emboldened. Paul Joseph Watson. And then it goes on to say, I shared this tweet. So I'm scoffing at the idea that hate might now be emboldened. Meanwhile, all the real hate is being directed towards Donald Trump and his supporters. We had the video out of Chicago. The Trump voter being attacked, beaten to a pulp, dragged in a vehicle. We had the girl in a high school in California being beaten up by her classmates because she posted some pro-Trump image on Instagram. We've had death threats. In fact, we've had another death threat against Donald Trump today. We've had film directors. We've had other famous people. We've had a CEO of a major company who's had to resign because he directly threatened to kill Donald Trump. Okay? We had hateful, violent behavior towards Donald Trump supporters throughout the entirety of the year, proven to be funded by the DNC, as James O'Keefe exposed. But no, none of that is happening. It's me that's emboldening hate because I post a tweet by somebody saying Donald Trump is going to gas disabled people and say that's ridiculous. Absolutely ludicrous, but what do you expect from the discredited, debunked, rigged mainstream media? Meanwhile, Donald Sutherland says he's ashamed of being a white male and has lost all hope after Trump's victory. Let's go to this clip.
Helen Mirren came up to me on a set. She said, you are the most privileged person on earth. I said, how can you say that? And she said, you are a white male.
Oh. And your reply to that was?
There's no reply. I was ashamed. I was stunned. And I have gotten more ashamed. It's interesting to realize that you are seen as an integral part of a group that many of whom are mendacious, misogynist, bigots, racists. And it's appalling.
Four grandchildren, what do you tell them to give them a hopeful view
of
life?
How can I give them a hopeful view? Now, how can I give them a hopeful view? I have a wife, I have a daughter, I have a daughter-in-law, and a granddaughter. What do I say to them? What do I say to them? Their women's rights are gone. You know, the environment has gone. Minimum pay has gone. What do I say to them? How do I, you know, I can only say one thing. I'm a Canadian.
Donald Sutherland saying that because Trump's now in office, he isn't even in office yet because he's president-elect, women's rights are gone. Really, has Donald Trump already revoked women's rights to vote? He's saying the environment's gone. Donald Trump's literally already destroyed the earth. It's all over. Give up. But of course, the main theme of that is he's ashamed for being a white male because Helen Mirren told him it was really bad. again, reinforcing the fact that the last acceptable form of racism is racism against white people. The last acceptable form of bigotry is bigotry against white men. And Donald Sutherland is continuing that ridiculous narrative. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We're live at the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Before we delve back into the news, I want to tell you about some of the great products we have available at InfoWarsLife.com. We have BioPCA, the ultimate new hair, skin and nails formula. For years, listeners have been asking us to create a game-changing formula that works to give your hair, skin, and nails the compounds that they really need. No matter how hard we try, every single day we expose ourselves to toxic chemicals that are wreaking havoc on our skin and hair. BioPCA is specifically formulated to help give your hair, skin, and nails a healthy appearance and fight back against that toxic environment. And you've heard Anthony Gucciardi and Alex talk about it. We don't settle for second best, and that's why we've got the independent five-star reviews on basically all our products, including BioPCA. We also have the Trump is my president shirt for just $9.95. Again, this is a new t-shirt, but we're making it available for just $9.95. Again, this huge temper tantrum by children across America, grown-up adult babies, whining in their diapers, saying that Donald Trump is not their president. Fight back. Win back that narrative by getting the president-elect Donald Trump T-shirt. Trump is my president for just $9.95. Again, this is a lost leader. We're not making any money on this. But this is, again, to reinforce the message that as we move towards December 19th and this electoral college vote, which they're still trying to derail, believe it or not, this reinforces the message. This wins the narrative. That is the Trump is my president shirt for just $9.95 at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's get back into the news. Before the break, we had Donald Sutherland apologizing for his white guilt, for his skin color, because, again, the last acceptable form of racism is racism against white people, and that's supposedly our privilege to be racist, to be made racist every single day merely because of our skin color. We have the privilege to be called racist on a regular basis. Again, bigotry, last acceptable form of bigotry is bigotry against white men. You see that throughout the leftist media. And now we have this video, which is up on AmericanMirror.com. Clinton campaign blames white women for defeat. More bigotry of low expectations from the left. Move over, James Comey. Hillary Clinton's campaign has a new culprit for its loss to Donald Trump. Self-loathing sexist women. During an appearance on MSNBC on Monday, former Clinton campaign communications director Jess McIntosh claimed that it was women with internalized misogyny who couldn't bring themselves to vote to elect the first woman president. Let's go to this clip.
And my understanding from my conversations with the Clinton folks, right, is that there's a certain demographic. Everyone sort of comes up with their demographic path to victory. And in some ways, the demographic bet was there's going to be some demographics on which she underperforms. That will be made up for ones in which she overperforms. Yep. And one of those was women, particularly Republican women, white women. We should be clear, women of color overwhelmingly voted for her and have overwhelmingly voted for every Democratic presidential candidate. But she, among white women, didn't do any different than essentially Obama in 2012, a point better.
Yeah.
How do you make sense of that?
Internalized misogyny is a real thing, and this is a thing that we have to be talking about as we go through and see.
What does that mean, though?
The president said it the best during this whole campaign. We as a society react poorly to women seeking positions of power. We are uncomfortable by it, and then we seek to justify that uncomfortable feeling because it can't possibly be because we don't want to see a woman in that position of power. We need to, as we go through these numbers, as we figure out exactly what happened with turnout, it seems to be white college-educated women. My guess is that breaks down married, unmarried. My guess is it breaks down older, younger. Yeah. But we have work to do talking to those women about what happened this year. And why we would vote against our self-interests.
So again, they're saying that internalized misogyny is because that's the reason why women voted for Trump. Well, now, internalized misogyny really means women being able to think for themselves. They're basically saying that women who don't agree with us, with our narrative, that Hillary Clinton, because she has a vagina, deserves to be the president, they're saying if you don't agree with that, you're weak. You're brainwashed. Again, this is the left's bigotry of low expectations. Any woman who doesn't carry the can for them, any woman who doesn't buy into their ridiculous debunked narrative, has internalized misogyny. She can't think for herself. And again, the most rampant and hateful misogyny is always, always reserved for conservative and Republican women. Look at how they treated Sarah Palin. Look at how they treat Ann Coulter. The most vile, horrific slurs reserved for women like Ann Coulter because they're conservatives. You know, maybe women who voted for Trump could actually see past your lame cliches about Hillary being this women's rights champion. Have you ever considered for a second that that's why they voted for her? Have you ever considered that they knew that they actually had the mental capacity to do the research and find out that Hillary Clinton laughed at knowing a child molester that she defended was guilty? A man who molested a young girl, 12 years old. Is that the big feminist candidate that all women should have voted for? Or they had internalized misogyny? You know, maybe they looked into the fact that 20% of Hillary's campaign was funded by Saudi Arabia, a country that treats women little better than farmyard animals. How's that for your women's rights champion? Maybe they looked into the fact that Bill Clinton got a $1 million birthday check from Qatar, a country in which it's still legal for a husband to beat and rape his wife. That sounds really feminist, doesn't it? Maybe women had the mental capacity to know those facts, and that's why they didn't believe your crap that Hillary Clinton was the feminist candidate, was the women's rights champion. Maybe you're not giving them the credit that they deserve, and internalized misogyny actually means women, God forbid, being able to think for themselves. Another article. This is up on Breitbart. Jake Tapper triggered after GOP rep cites video of black mob attacking white Trump voter. Former GOP Congressman Jack Kingston triggered CNN's Jake Tapper Monday by pointing out Trump supporters are the only ones actually being violently attacked in the wake of the election. So he basically pointed out this video, which we featured, which went absolutely viral, of the mob in Chicago attacking this man because he voted for Donald Trump. They didn't even know it at the time, but it turns out he did. And again, Kingston, this congressman, pointed out the race of the assailants because, again, the whole narrative is about, oh, these horrible white people voted Donald Trump into power. So then they bring up this fake narrative of the supposed hate crime wave being carried out by Donald Trump supporters against minorities. Congressman Kingston gets up there and says, well, look, all the examples that I've seen are Trump voters being the victims of hate crimes. And in this case, obviously, it was racially motivated. But Tapper can't even stand that. He says, why does it matter the race of the people that beat him up? Kingston responds, because that's what the topic is here. Just to quote, and he's quoting them. Xenophobia, homophobia, racist and sexist. That's what we talked about in the last hour. So again, it's okay to repeat over and over again that whites are responsible for voting in Trump, but merely to mention the race of a mob of thugs involved in an actual hate crime, that's despicable. Tapper, Jake Tapper, was more offended by the congressman mentioning the race of this mob of thugs than he was the actual hate crime. And again, that gets to the heart of this narrative that we're hearing in the aftermath of the election. Case after case, we feature them every single day. Trump supporters being viciously attacked and abused, the victims of politically motivated, in some cases racially motivated, hate crimes. Meanwhile, Leslie Stahl gets up on CBS and says to Trump, oh, what about all these horrible attacks by your supporters against Muslims and Latinos, which are not actually happening. In fact, there was a supposed hate crime against a Muslim where her hijab got pulled. She was verbally abused by Trump supporters. The police investigated it, and she had to admit that she made it all up. Because, again, the left specializes in inventing fake hate crimes against itself while carrying out actual hate crimes against other people. And now you've got them wearing safety pins as a sign of, you know, expressing their fear that minorities are going to be attacked. Again, we saw the same BS after Brexit. It was completely contrived. And all the real threats are coming from leftists and anti-Trump people. And I'll give you another couple of examples. My goal is to assassinate Trump. That's a quote. Ohio man is first to be charged for sending threatening election night tweet. This is out of the Daily Mail. 24-year-old man from Ohio, tolerant leftist, has been charged in federal court after tweeting a threat to assassinate President-elect Donald Trump on election night because he's a tolerant, peaceful liberal. Zachary Benson from Cleveland posted the remark on Twitter a few minutes before the Republican nominee was declared the winner of last week's election. He was getting in his retaliation ahead of time. Benson tweeted, my life goal is to assassinate Trump. But again, it's Trump supporters who are hateful and violent. Let's just keep repeating that mantra. He went on to say, don't care if I serve infinite sentences, that man deserves to decease existing. So he can't even spell or type, but as you would expect. Seconds later, he tweeted, diplomacy, effing fools, I hate you all. I want to bomb every one of your voting booths and your general areas. But again, it's Trump supporters who are hateful and violent. He was interviewed by the Secret Service. He was arrested. which is interesting because these celebrities that make the same threats aren't being arrested. You had Paul Schrader, the big film director, openly call for violence to stop Donald Trump. Not just in a roundabout way. He said, I want to incite violence. Let's have violence. Again, nothing happens to him. A mealy-mouthed apology. Removed the original post. And he's probably going to get away with it. There you see the article we had up on InfoWars yesterday. Here's another one. We've been following this story. This is out of The Hill. Tech CEO resigns after death threats to Trump. The CEO of San Diego-based technology company reportedly resigned Tuesday after death threats he made against President-elect Donald Trump went viral. Wonder why they went viral. Wasn't because that article was up on InfoWars.com as well, was it? Packet sleds Matt Harrigan posted multiple threats against Trump on Facebook, which later went viral, according to a report in the Daily Beast. Quote, I'm going to kill the president-elect. Bring it, Secret Service. And, of course, we featured another tweet in which he said, yeah, I've got a sniper rifle. I'm positioning myself. I'm going to kill the president-elect. But, again, it's Trump supporters who are hateful. It's Trump supporters who are carrying out violent hate crimes against leftists, according to CBS, according to the debunked, rigged, discredited mainstream media. Report anti-Trump protesters block ambulance father of four-year-old girl dies. We talked about that briefly earlier. Again, these are the tolerant liberals blocking ambulances, engaging in death threats, beating Trump voters to a pulp. The list goes on and on. But don't worry, because they're all wearing safety pins to show their support for the vulnerable and to express the fear that Trump supporters may physically or emotionally abuse minorities, immigrants, women, and members of the LGBT community. While all the members of those communities who are Trump supporters, they're demeaned, they're called trash. You know, rape Melania signs are held up at anti-Trump protests. They're being beaten to a pulp. According to the mainstream media, none of that even exists. Sweden, the liberal basket case that we talk about every week at this point. This is out of the Independent. Swedish women to get hotline to report mansplaining. Oh, really? So they've got migrants raping women at music festivals every summer now. They've got people within the actual government on the immigration board posting their support for ISIS on Facebook. They've got 75% plus of rapes being carried out by immigrants. They've got murder rates skyrocketing through the roof. And what's their solution? It's to give women in the workplace a telephone hotline if they're offended about mansplaining. Okay? This is what America narrowly avoided last week. This is the direction that they avoided going in. Women who have things mansplained to them in the workplace can now report it to a dedicated hotline. In other words, men who have the temerity to have an opinion, which may differ from triggly puff fat feminists, they've got a hotline now if they get offended. Union, Sweden's largest union, is encouraging members to call up when male colleagues give them unsolicited lectures on things that they already understand. So again, any kind of knowledge being imparted, any kind of opinion, we can't have that. Call the hotline, report the hate criminal while they're being raped at music festivals, but we don't really care about that. Because those men have brown skin and that's acceptable behavior. This was one of the comments on the Independent article. Cool. How soon can we get a nagging hotline established? This is a very serious drain on men's productivity, and I bet the incidents of nagging are probably 10 to 1 compared to mansplaining, which isn't even a real thing. So Sweden is dealing with the fact that 80%, 75% of its rapes now are committed by migrants, by importing more migrants and giving women a telephone hotline to complain if they're offended about a man in the workplace having an opinion. And that's why Sweden, as a country, is dying. Okay, moving on. Twitter finally answers critics, adding tools to curb abuse and harassment. This is out of Bloomberg. Basically, what's happened, Twitter has added a word filter where permanently outraged morons can filter out words that trigger them, that cause them to retreat to their safe spaces by typing them in to their settings. Now, I guess for social justice warriors, that list of banned words that trigger them will include fact and logic. But again, this is how Twitter is dealing with harassment. They've also introduced another policy, which is here in this article. For anyone who spots language that violates the company's policy, there's a new option to report hateful conduct in addition to abuse and harassment. Hateful conduct meaning anyone who has a different opinion. Milo got banned for criticizing a Ghostbusters movie. Again, people have been banned for retweeting or responding to or disagreeing with a Trigglypuff. They think disagreeing with them, they think retweeting them is harassment, and the Trust and Safety Council are now going to cater for them as Twitter continues to collapse. Their stock continues to dive. They continue to go the way of MySpace. The verified notifications are broken. That hasn't been fixed. Nobody cares. Twitter's basically dying. It's going to be gone in a few years. And if that's their policy, then bon voyage. Report: majority arrested in Portland anti-Trump protests didn't vote. What a surprise. More than 50% of the anti-Trump protesters arrested in Portland, Oregon in the days following the election did not bother to vote. They're all out on the street harassing pregnant women, blocking ambulances, having mass hissy fits because their candidate didn't win the election. Turns out more than 50% of them arrested in Portland didn't even bother to get out of their parents' basements to vote in the first place. We'll be back with the final segment. Stay tuned.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Barack Obama is out basically trashing nationalism, saying that it's going to lead to another world war. Well, actually, that's what the election of Hillary Clinton would have led to. Thankfully, we've averted that. But again, failing to grasp the very fact why Donald Trump won, because he dared to say he wanted to put America first. And if they continue to not grasp that fact as to why they're continually losing, then all the better for us. Let's get into a few final news stories here. Now, let's get into this poll that came out. This is in the article which is up on InfoWars. Desperate. Establishment media says everything apart from itself is fake. Of course, this is in relation to Google and Facebook cracking down on fake news, which if they really cracked down on fake news, the mainstream media wouldn't be on there at all. Of course, fake news is a problem. It's the problem that I decry on a regular basis. People just make up complete crap, and it's obvious to see that it's crap from first glance to make advertising dollars. But again, what they're doing, they're rolling this all in and saying that Breitbart, InfoWars is all part of this fake news output. When in fact, yes, we publish hundreds of stories a day. Occasionally we're going to get something wrong, but we don't willingly try to put out fake news, which is what fake news websites do. They know it's fake news when they publish it. They publish it for that reason, because it's shocking, because it's completely made up. There's a difference between fake news and having a different opinion, okay? There's a difference between not being CNN, for example, which has interviews with its own cameramen pretending that they're anti-Trump protesters. Okay? That's rigged media. The rigged media was basically exposed as being fake news in the WikiLeaks revelations. But this poll is in the article. A new YouGov poll finds that 7 in 10, 69% of voters do not believe the news media are honest and truthful. The poll also finds that 8 in 10 of voters believe the corporate news coverage of the presidential campaign was biased, with a nearly 3-to-1 majority believing the media were for Clinton versus the ones that were for Trump. So again, more polls showing that the biased, rigged mainstream media is not trusted by the American people. Surprise, surprise, given that they're coming out with this narrative now that it's Trump supporters that are engaging in hateful, violent hate crimes, when the reality is the complete opposite. And in fact, I've got a video coming out on YouTube in about 15 minutes from now. It's called Morons React to Trump Winning, and it's basically 6 minutes wall-to-wall hateful, violent tweets, Facebook posts by leftists threatening to kill people who support Trump, threatening to kill Trump himself. Again, engaging in absolute total idiocy. Much of it hateful. Much of it could be described as a hate crime if those behaviors, those actions are actually carried out. So that video is coming out soon on YouTube. It will be up on InfoWars.com. Another article up on InfoWars.com today. Report Hillary became physically violent after she realized she lost the election. Now, we knew she was violent. We knew she engaged in rageful temper tantrums for years and years. Every single Secret Service member who's gone on the record about this says the same thing, that people would literally duck into side doors when she was walking down a corridor because she would just have a massive hissy fit anytime she saw anyone. Her own campaign last year in October said that she was going to have a meltdown because she was having so many rages. And again, we're seeing more of these, I like this term, Hillary in the bunker stories. There was one about how she was completely drunk on election night. Now, this one, according to Todd Kincannon, who spoke to a CNN reporter, who told him that Hillary became physically violent towards Robbie Mook and John Podesta, her campaign staffers, around midnight, had to be briefly restrained. So again, another report about Hillary Clinton having a rage fit, that she was drunk on election night, and of course that could have been why she didn't appear to give the concession speech that night. We only saw her the next day. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Alex Jones Show. InfoWars Nightly News is coming up tonight. Alex will be back 11 to 2 tomorrow. Breaking news at InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.